How are you today? I'm excited to begin reading Sura's story, The Magical Shells of Sunny Beach. Sabin. The warm sun shone brightly on Sunny Beach. Sitara, with her beautiful crown, was carefully building a sandcastle, dreaming of a princess's castle. Her cousins, Duke and Blue, would be so proud. Jahan, with his trusty toy construction trucks, was making a road leading right to the castle. Azal, her little bag in hand, was busy collecting colorful seashells, her little shoes leaving tiny prints in the sand. Suddenly, from the fluffy white clouds above, a burst of yellow fluff bounced down to the beach. It was Sunny the Cloud Pup. Sunny's fur looked like cotton candy, and as it landed, a trail of rainbows followed. Sunny giggled, a sound like tiny bells. "Hello!" Sunny chirped, wagging its fluffy tail. "I'm Sunny and I love to play, especially with such wonderful friends." Sitara, Jahan, and Azal looked up in amazement. Sunny the Cloud Pup was the fluffiest, friendliest puppy they had ever seen. "Woof woof," Sunny barked, and a tiny rain shower started. "It's a mini rain shower to help the flowers grow." "Wow," said Jahan, eyes wide. "That's like my construction equipment building things." "Come on," Sunny barked again, bouncing towards a hidden cove. "I'll show you something special." They followed Sunny, their feet sinking slightly into the warm sand. The hidden cove sparkled with sunlight. There, scattered on the sand, were the most beautiful seashells they had ever seen. Each shell shimmered with a different color. "These are magical shells," Sunny explained, its voice like tinkling bells. "Each shell holds a different sound of nature. Listen." Sunny picked up a shell that looked like a spiral. "This one," Sunny said, "makes the sound of the waves." With a gentle shake, a soft whoosh filled the air, like the ocean kissing the shore. Jahan picked up a shell that was striped. "This one sounds like thunder," Sunny said. Jahan shook it, and a loud boom erupted. Jahan jumped back, startled, and started giggling. "Maybe not so loud," Sunny giggled. Sitara picked up a shell that looked like a crown. She held it to her ear and heard the soft sound of the waves. "It sounds like a princess's secret," she whispered. Azal, with her little hands, picked up a shell that was small and pink. When she put it to her ear, she heard the sound of seagulls. "Caw, caw," Azal giggled. "You can use these shells to make your own beach party," Sunny said, bouncing excitedly. Sitara, Jahan, and Azal began to experiment. Sitara shook the wave shell gently, making gentle sounds, whoosh, whoosh. Jahan shook the rustling leaf shell, shush, like the trees in the wind. And Azal shook the seagull shell, caw, caw, like the birds at the beach. "Let's make it rain," suggested Jahan. They all shook their shells together, making a mix of sounds. Whoosh, shh, caw, boom. Suddenly, a little rain shower fell, and the flowers on the beach seemed to perk up. But then, Sunny's ears perked up. "Woof, woof, listen," Sunny said. "Do you hear that?" The children listened. They realized that there were no fish in the sea. "The beach is too noisy," Sunny explained, "and the fish have all swum away, and the thunder made too much noise." They looked at each other, feeling a little sad. They decided to be more careful with the shells, making sure they weren't too loud. Sunny, seeing how much fun the children were having, started to bounce with joy. As Sunny bounced, a long shimmering rainbow trail appeared, starting from Sunny and stretching across the beach, past the sandcastle, and over the tall dunes. Azal clapped her hands, her eyes sparkling with excitement. Sitara, thinking of her cousins Duke and Blue, clapped her hands. "Oh, it's like a rainbow bridge. I'm going to meet a unicorn," she exclaimed. "Maybe we can find some dinosaur bones," Jahan said excitedly, his eyes scanning the trail. As they followed the rainbow, the trail led them to a hidden garden, filled with colorful flowers and buzzing bees. Then, suddenly, the rainbow trail vanished. The children stopped. "Where did it go?" asked Sitara, her voice filled with wonder. "The magic," Sunny explained gently, "only works if you are kind to nature." Sitara, Jahan, and Azal looked at each other. They knew they had to listen to Sunny. They looked at their seashells. "We weren't being kind to the fish," Jahan said, "and we made too much noise." "We didn't listen to the sounds," said Azal. "I'll be good." "I promise," Sitara said, "we will be kind to the environment." Suddenly, as if by magic, the rainbow trail reappeared, shimmering and inviting. They all cheered, excited to continue their adventure, knowing that kindness had made the magic come back. They turned back to the beach, and they knew the magic shells were special gifts from Sunny. Back on the beach, the children continued to play, but now they were careful. They used the shells gently, creating soft sounds. Sitara made gentle waves. Jahan rustled leaves, and Azal listened to the seagulls. They worked together, understanding how to play and keep the fish and their homes safe. They also made sure that the princess castle was safe. As the sun began to set, painting the sky with beautiful colors, Sunny the cloud pup wagged its fluffy tail. It's time for me to go, but I'll visit again soon. Remember, always be kind, and the magic will always be with you, Sunny said. With a final happy woof woof, Sunny bounced up into the sky, leaving a trail of shimmering rainbows. The children smiled at each other, each one knowing that they had learned a special secret that day. Kindness made everything even more magical. They waved goodbye, knowing they'd always remember their magical day at Sunny Beach. Let's see what a great listener you are. Can you answer the following question? What did the children use the magical shells for? Let's see how you did. The answer is, the children used the magical shells to make sounds like waves, thunder, seagulls, and leaves. You did a great job. I hope you enjoyed this story pie tale. I'll see you next time.